Hey, good morning, church. My name is Spencer Osborne. I'm the high school pastor out at the Fallbrook campus, bringing you the Daily Dose today. So the other day, I came across a quote by the author Brennan Manning, who suggested, "The single greatest cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips, then walk out the door and deny him with their lifestyles." And I came across that, and it struck a certain chord with me, and I was thinking, man, how many times has that been me? How many times have I so openly claimed the Word of God? Have I claimed Jesus as my own? And then walked out the door and just lived out something that told a different message. And that's just a certain level of hypocrisy that is pretty upsetting to me. And hypocrisy, I feel, especially in the church, is something that we don't like to discuss or address very much. It's kind of a risky, uncomfortable subject, but it's certainly one that Jesus never shied away from. And time again in the New Testament, we see him addressing the issue of hypocrisy, especially in the church. And I know, reading through the New Testament, anytime he comes into contact with the Pharisees, I always know that he's going to be calling them out on something. And so that's actually where we're going to be today. If you want to go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 23, we're going to be starting in verse 25. And Jesus has some pretty harsh words for the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. He says this, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." Some pretty harsh words that he has for them. And then even if you skip over to verse 33, he says, "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?" Okay, so obviously some harsh words that he has for the Pharisees, for the elite of the social system, for the most well-educated, for the teachers of the law, and he's calling them out and he's saying, "You hypocrites, you are speaking and teaching one thing but living out a completely different message." And Jesus has no patience for this. He is not going to be putting up with this, these life decisions that they're making here, and he's absolutely calling them out on it. And the interesting thing is, when you think of hypocrisy, hypocrisy is not merely the disparity between what we do and what we want to do. I think it's something a lot deeper than that. Hypocrisy is it's the gap between what we show outwardly and who we really are. And that's what Jesus is trying to address here. He's saying, it doesn't matter what you are showing externally. It doesn't matter what you're showing out here if on the inside you are unclean. Now, my wife and I, we love to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. We love cooking meals. We love baking. We love trying out all kinds of new recipes. That's just a lot of fun for us. And usually afterwards, there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done. And right here, I just think it's funny. Jesus is saying, it's, you know, when it comes to hypocrisy, it's almost like you're washing the outside of the dish, but then all the gunk and nastiness that's on the inside of that used dish, you just kind of leave that alone. And I think of the many times that I've spent, you know, cleaning and washing dishes in the kitchen after we've cooked a meal. It wouldn't make sense for me to wash only the outside and then leave the inside just nasty and gross and unclean. That dish would be unusable. That's what Jesus is trying to address here. And here's one more verse that I want to leave you guys with. In Psalm 139:23. I love this. This is one of the Psalms of David. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is an offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." If you have any hope to be living out life the way Jesus lived it, you need to be looking inwardly before you focus on outward. Thanks, church. We'll see you soon.